What's shaking, bacon? It's Friday, and you're watching The Morning Show. My name is Nick Scarpino, and this is Mr. Jim Geddes.
That's a most.
You guys have some fun stuff planned for me today.
We do.
We're bringing back the Cool Greg effect.
Cool Greg
effect. Now you say, Nick, we're bringing it back. We did it 2 days ago. Yeah. And guess what? We should have done it yesterday.
Yeah, dude.
We need the Cool Greg effect every single day.
Every single day. It's been really quiet in the office the last couple days.
Yes.
I've been enjoying it.
It's been nice. Well, some people have been out.
Mm-hmm.
Greg was out. Now Kevin's out. And it's funny because I don't think it's any one person's deal.
Mm-hmm.
But when we're all together, it's chaos.
Yeah.
When there's a few elements out, it's very lovely.
It's like,
you can relax.
Nice, lovely
you
thing.
Can think. Yeah. No one's rolling around, running around, bumping into shit like mm-hmm. Alec Baldwin from The Departed. It's very, very nice. Of course, Monday we'll just bring the chaos again.
Bring it back, man.
That's
bring back the heat. Bring back the nasty.
If you're just tuning in because you follow me on Twitter @Nick_Scarpino, you're like, what's the kind of funny morning show? Well, it's a show we do from Monday through Friday here on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames where we talk a lot about what's going on in our lives, talk a little bit about news, have the Cool Greg effect, have dumb bits, and it's mostly just shenanigans. It's funny, that's the first time I've ever actually tried to encapsulate what the show is.
Bits and shenanigans.
I failed miserably. Of course, if you're watching this on YouTube, we appreciate you very much. Make sure you subscribe to this channel and leave a comment in the comment section below. Let's talk about Tim's jacket. It's amazing. There you go.
You know, here's the thing. I really like the jackets. I prefer when it's like a color and then the black. You know, because mm-hmm. I have another red one that's just all red.
Yeah.
And that one's a little bit more loosey-goosey, which yeah. I appreciate. Mm-hmm. This is a little tight where it's like I can't raise my arms past a certain level.
Sure.
That's
sure.
what you get for getting $20 jackets on Amazon.
You could get a slightly larger size also.
That wouldn't help. I've done that.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was like, maybe that'll help. Yeah. I've gotten multiple sizes up. It's just, they're shittily made.
Yeah, okay.
Like it's just
garbage. It's just the material.
But it also is so hot because it's like wearing a
parachute.
Garbage bag.
Yeah.
Essentially.
Yeah.
But dude, fashion over function. You know what I mean?
This shot looks a little bright today. You let me know. I feel like I'm very bright.
You're very vibrant, for sure. Yeah. But maybe that's just you,
maybe
Nick.
Just take it down a little bit. Take it down a skosh. Take it down a skosh.
Skoshando.
That's the other way.
There we go.
Right there, that looks good.
I like that.
All right. Of course, today's episode of the Kind of Funny Morning Show is brought to you by Frank's Red Hot and RX Bar. We will talk about both of those later as we go into the giveaway portion of the show. But before we do that, of course, it's housekeeping time.
Housekeeping, you want me to jerk you off?
What kind of hotel is this?
Happy September 7th, everyone. It's Spider-Man Day.
It is Spider-Man Day.
We are celebrating that by dropping our Spider-Man 2 in review yesterday at 9 a.m. That is happening
yeah.
right now.
It was Spider-Man Eve.
It was Spider-Man Eve, and we thought, hey, we know you guys are clamoring to play Spider-Man on PS4. Well, guess what? We'll give you something better. All four of us talking about a movie that is 15 years old.
And if you want even more entertainment, look at the YouTube comments.
Are they great?
Oh, they're something.
Why? What would
they do
say?
Not agree with us.
Really?
At all.
No, that's because people didn't go back and watch it.
I know.
Here's the problem.
I understand.
Here's the problem. I would have disagreed vehemently with us
mm-hmm.
had I not just watched this movie prior, like the day before, like going into this. They're not good.
Mm-hmm.
It's not as good as you remember. You want it to be good. You really,
they're
really
fun.
Do.
That's the thing is, they're fun movies. There's elements about them that are good.
Tell you what, we're going to table this discussion. You guys go over, you watch Spider-Man 2, then watch our... Actually, here's what I want you to do. Here's what I want you to do. This takes time commitment, but since none of us have lives, I know you all can do this.
Mm-hmm.
Watch our review.
Mm-hmm.
Then go back and watch Spider-Man 2.
And then
go back
watch
and watch
our review
again. That's what I need you to do. Go in, type a comment, just go right off the cuff.
Mm-hmm.
Type your first comment.
Type what you think your feelings are on Spider-Man 2.
Yeah, what do you think it's going to be? And then come back after you've watched the movie and be like, I was totally wrong. Because you're going to be wrong. That's what it's going to be.
You're going to be wrong.
It's going to be wrong. So that's happening. Of course, Spider-Man 3, we're rounding out next week, Thursday, 9 a.m. That will drop. That's going to be a fun one. I think we can all agree that's just a trash heap. That is just a trash heap of ugly crying.
A fun trash heap.
Not fun.
It's very fun.
It's
Spider-Man 3 is more fun than pretty much any X-Men movie.
Spider-Man 3 is fun like watching a moderately well put together YouTube skit. Where you're like, okay, there was no point to that, but I'm glad I watched it, I guess. Except it's 2.5 hours of that.
Yeah.
And at the end of which you're like, why is he dancing in a jazz club? Why is he being so creepy toward women?
There's still a lot
What's happening? Oh, God, it's so terrible. Go over and watch that. Cool, Greg, don't bring this up yet, actually. Let's just bring up the art for these because we're going to go into that as our top story. If you guys want to support us at the Patreon fan tier for patreon.com/kindoffunnygames, you are going to get a high-quality print of this bad boy signed by Shirtless Spider-Man's photographer, Greg Miller. That's if you're listening to this, this is a PS4 shirtless Spider-Man cover that you can slide in and put on your shelf as a collector item. This is really, really cool. We're doing it 1 month only, just for the month of September, because it's Spider-Man month. And you're thinking to yourself, wait, I don't support you with the fan mail tier on games. I only do that on Prime. Do I get the same thing? No. You're going to get something just as good. Click over to this. This is going to be an art print done by the Panda Musk himself, which is Spidey and shirtless Spider-Man swinging along. Now, I do like the fact that I just noticed this. Shirtless Spider-Man not really holding on to anything. Just kind of floating.
Yeah, he's going down. He's getting that momentum.
I understand. But he also doesn't have any web slingers on, so he must have organic.
Organic, yeah. It's obviously, Dick. It all makes sense.
No, it all makes sense. I mean, I'm assuming he just let go of his web there, or maybe Spider-Man's putting the webs on.
Maybe Spider-Man's just helping him out.
Yeah.
Maybe at the end of the... We've never actually seen shirtless Spider-Man
do anything
use webs
Spider-Man
or do anything that a spider can.
It's pretty
so
true.
So maybe, like, we need an exhaustive list of what can he do.
Mm-hmm. For sure, we know he can grow upper back hair.
Mm-hmm.
That's for sure.
It's true.
So we understand that. Next up on housekeeping. You guys actually went and sat down yesterday and did a really cool thing. Why don't you talk about that at the end of the day yesterday?
Oh, yeah. So Eminem dropped a surprise album last week called Kamikaze. And
so that was a fucking dope ass.
Is that the Beastie Boys?
Yeah.
Yeah,
that is rad.
Me and my brother decided to do a proper review of the album. We went track by track. I don't know how long, it's 2 hours, I guess. Hour and 56 minutes. We really, really go into it.
You went deep.
It was fun. We had a really, really fun time. I don't know if people care or are going to like it, but it's going to go up Saturday at 9 a.m. So youtube.com/kindoffunny. If that interests you at all, check it out.
Check it out. Saturday content. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
We don't give you enough content Monday through Friday. We are benevolent. We want to give you more. Mm-hmm. We're going to start taking over your Saturdays and Sundays too.
It's Saturday, baby.
I might start releasing the Nick Show on Sundays.
The Nick Show.
I literally whatever I'm doing in my living room on Sundays, that's what you're going to watch. Spoilers, it's going to be me watching retro car shows and eating protein for breakfast and scratching myself.
Can you call it In the Nick of Time?
I can call it In the Nick of Time.
Good.
What, do you think we're ever going to bring back?
Nicknames?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that. I enjoyed doing that show.
So random. I showed my brother Nicknames for the first time last night. Ever. He loved it.
Did he?
Oh, yeah. And then I realized that, like, I need to do a Nicknames... we need to do a Nicknames episode where it's you and Cool Greg, and you each bring... You take turns asking the other person about different things.
I'm into that.
Yeah.
I'm into that.
Because, like, oh, man, that's going to be good.
That's going to be fantastic. This is a fun thing. So, obviously, if you're watching this on Amazon... on Twitch, if you're watching this live with us... and you want to subscribe to our channel, we've talked about this before, but if you have Amazon Prime, you get one free Twitch Prime subscription that we'd like very much to go to us. We think we've proven it by now. What do we have to do to get your love? What do we have to do for you to love us is what I ask myself.
Watch
every
me
day.
Dance.
Anyway, but to prove that it's very, very easy, I think mine's up. So I'm going to go and subscribe to someone in our network, in our community. Hold on, let me find this person. I don't know
From my angle of looking at you, it really looked like you were doing some bullshit hacking thing of just like pretending to click around, but then I saw it pop up.
There you go. Sorry, yeah.
Oh, man.
Is this the person?
There's like this YouTube video that's stuck in my head that first came out in like 2006. Cool, Greg, can you go to YouTube real fast?
Go for it.
And can you type in Jorg?
Oh, it's because I said that yesterday?
Yeah.
You're the best, dude.
Type in Jorg. J O R G.
Ah, I can't do it just yet.
Yeah. Oh man. Oh wait, it's right. It's down there. It's down there. 12 years ago. Show the people.
This is the kind of shit that passed. This is the shit I could have been doing and been fucking a multimillionaire on YouTube if I just put my finger up on the camera and made a stupid voice.
Ha! My name's Jorg. Watch me dance.
2.5 million views. I do this show every morning.
My name's Jorg.
And I put just as much effort as this guy did into this every morning. And we get 10,000 views on YouTube. That's what we get.
That was a classic.
Should we just go? Do you want to go down the rabbit hole of the annoying orange? Is that what that is?
No, that's not annoying orange.
What is that?
That's what gave the annoying orange the idea.
Really?
Yeah.
My God. Does he still do those videos?
Probably. I don't know. I'm not That's a side of YouTube I never really went down.
We never went down that, that absurd side.
Shout out to my boy Jorg, though.
I cannot use my subscription yet, but when I do, it is going to go to Fiona McKinnon, who is a Kind of Funny Extra Life co-captain. She streams, and that you're getting that. So you better get ready, Fiona, to start thanking me. Because once I give you my sub, there's no going back.
There's no going back until the end of the month.
We're going to do that next week. Shout out to Frank's Red Hot, of course. They're sponsoring a Cooking with Greggy over on Greg's Instagram. So check out Instagram.com/GameOverGreggy to see him make a spicy corn and buffalo blue burgers. And every single time I read that, it makes me hungry. And I want to know what we're doing for lunch. We'll talk about that in just a second. All right. Before we get into the news, let's do some tips. Quick tip reminder, if you want to give it to me.
Give me your fucking money!
We will, of course, take tips at the $5 above level. This is a reminder. We have one tip that came in already this morning from Sledge Hog. Said, day of my birthday tax, my wife Amanda is set to give birth to our second daughter sometime today. She could definitely use a few words of encouragement when pushing from the champ, if possible. Thanks.
Jesus Christ.
Give me the one. Hey, Amanda, we believe in you. Get that little thing out of you. Get it. All right. There it is. Well, it's not a big thing, probably.
Not yet.
It'll get big.
It will get big.
Give me the one again. They all turn into this. This is what it's going to be eventually. So just love it while it's a little bundle of nothing. Because eventually it starts talking back to you, and then it doesn't call you ever. Push it out. Push it out.
Just keep pushing.
Way out. Hey, it's cold in here. There must be a baby in my atmosphere. All right. Next tip comes from Alex. So what is Tim and Cool Greg's opinion on the MGK diss track of Eminem?
I listened to it once. I'm happy it's happening. That's my opinion.
All right. There it is. Of course, if you guys want to tip us $5 or 500 shares, we'll read those later in the show. Cool Greg, yeah. It's time for the news. The news. Top on the news story today, ladies and gentlemen, it is September 7th, which means... That's right, for us new like noobs, us normal people, we finally get to play Spider-Man. But we have an amazing announcement. There has been a press conference.
Spectacular announcement.
Spectacular announcement, excuse me.
Yeah.
Ultimate announcement is what some people would say. There is a fun thing. Shirtless Spider-Man has held a press conference. Cool Greg, cut over to this real quick. Let's take a look at this real quick. Play a little bit of it.
Listening to this shirtless Spider-Man press conference, it is indeed September 7th, and we're about to show a spoiler, a minor spoiler for Spider-Man on PlayStation 4.
We have a spoiler announcement. Go over to Greg's Twitter if you want to check that out. I believe this is also on our YouTube channel as well, right? Did we publish this?
No. It's exclusive content.
Exclusive content.
Twitter.com/GameOverGreggy.
Let it show play? It?
Yeah.
Show the whole thing?
I thought you were going to play through the video.
Go to the
just
beginning.
Just through the video game part.
Pull it back up. Let's watch.
Your chance
I thought you were going to come on and announce it. Special guest.
Well, it's going to be fucked up if special I come guest. On and announce it. You don't see it. You know what I mean? Well, this is pre-recorded. I don't know what kind of show you run here.
I apologize. Let's cut back to the live press conference right now.
Just swung in here. I thought you guys ran a real show.
Let's cut back to the live press conference, please.
Yes. Thank you all for coming to this shirtless Spider-Man press conference. It is indeed September 7th, and we are about to show a spoiler, a minor spoiler for Spider-Man on PlayStation 4. It is an Easter egg, so this is your last chance. Click away if you don't want an Easter egg spoiler.
There's Spider-Man with his taut ass.
Hey, look at us!
Holy cannoli, Spider-Man. Look at that, ladies and gentlemen.
Check out my moves!
They nailed it.
Dude, what's with the white spider? You get that suit at the dollar store?
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, I, shirtless Spider-Man.
Ladies and gentlemen, to field questions from the audience, we've brought in a special guest today. Please welcome to the studio, shirtless Spider-Man.
We did it, ladies and gentlemen.
We did it.
Get all this out of here. Who cares about who sponsored the show? Shirtless Spider-Man sponsored the show.
Okay.
He made this happen.
Okay.
You made it happen, kind of funny best friends. Thank you for all your support of Shirtless Spider-Man. You've taken probably the most underrated superhero in the Marvel Universe and given him the credit he deserves.
Now, Shirtless Spider-Man, we have a couple questions for you from the press pool. We were wondering, what exactly are your Spider-Man powers?
You know, can you do whatever a spider can?
Whatever a fat spider can, yes. Yes, yes.
Have you ever seen a fat spider?
I've never seen a fat spider before.
I stepped on one. Well, I heard my friend Greg Miller stepped on one once, and he crunched, and then all his babies came out of it. So that's what I'm carrying around.
That's a lot of spider babies.
A lot of spider babies in there.
Let me feel it. Let me feel it. It's crazy because there were not one but two points of content on that contact on that test. There was the stomach, but then there was the forehead.
What a day!
Now, Spider-Man, you're here to announce something else.
Well, yeah, you know, in this press conference available at twitter.com/gameovergreggy, my photographer's Greg Miller's Twitter. You know, at the end of the press conference, I talk about, like, this isn't over, all right?
Oh, yes, no. The whatnots in the chat says four more years.
We have shirtless Spider-Man in Marvel Spider-Man. Great, that is awesome. But we don't stop here. Mm-mm. Now we push to get him into the Spider-Verse, the movie. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Now we push to get him into the comic books. Get him his own
thing. His own comic book.
Start him off easy. Put him into Spider-Geddon that's going on.
Mm.
But I understand we have this moment right now, and I want to capitalize on it, ladies and gentlemen. So I'm happy to introduce, I have a sidekick.
Yeah.
I've got a sidekick.
As Spider-Man always does.
As shirtless Spider-Man does.
Whatever.
I don't care what that hat real Spider-Man does. Ladies and gentlemen, the sidekick I'd like to introduce you to is Pantsless Spider-Dog.
Yeah.
Now,
okay.
He is ready. He can do whatever a pantsless Spider-Dog does.
He looks like he's really ready to fight some crime.
I tell you what, man, he looks like he's either ready to fight some crime or take a nap. It's possible that those two feelings are really just raging inside
of him. His identity hidden, as well as mine, to protect our loved ones, our family members.
Mostly because what I appreciate about his mask is it's very breathable and manages to cover just the top of his head. So that you can't tell whose dog he is, or if he's a dog at all.
It hides all the key features of a dog.
Mm.
Everyone knows what do dogs do to each other? They smell each other.
Yeah.
What is the most scentable scent of the scents? Top of the head.
They always say crown of the head.
Smell that head.
Is
they're
the
gonna
part.
Figure it out. But this shirtless Spider-Man, pantsless spider dog, no one's gonna figure it out.
No, never.
So this does answer the question though about how dogs wear pants.
Right?
Yeah.
The back half right there.
Yeah.
That booty hanging out, you know?
Yeah, have booty.
Man. Right. Have a good show, YouTube. Well, I gotta keep going. I got a lot of things to do.
Well, hey,
remember, patreon.com/kindoffunnygames. You can get your own PS4 Spider-Man case and glossy thing signed by my photographer, Greg Miller.
I do have some questions.
Oh, well, okay.
So we were making references to him fighting crime. Do you fight crime? Like, is that something that we know Spider-Man does that, but what does shirtless Spider-Man do on the day-to-day?
As you know, the knockoff Spider-Man, right? Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Okay. We are talking about Spider-Man.
So you're talking about the actual Spider-Man is the knockoff shirtless Spider-Man.
As you know, he is your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man, right? And he's gotten too big for his britches, of course. His neighborhood's too big. Here's what I'm going to ask you. Has your studio ever been robbed?
No.
Have you ever had any of these clowns tagging it?
Oh, my God.
Putting graffiti up outside of it?
No. Never have.
Jesus.
Just letting you know. I'm there.
It's true.
You think I'm not there.
It's funny because I think about history, and you're right.
Yeah.
I've never even thought about that before.
I think about history.
You're pretty safe. Your car's ever been stolen around here? No.
Well, I appreciate you.
Final question.
Shirtless Spider-Man and pantless Spider-Dog.
Is there a possibility I could pet pantsless Spider-Dog?
Yeah, he'll allow that, I think. His guard usually up. His pantsless spider sense is usually not tingling about the pets. He's fine with that.
I would freak out.
It's doorbells and other dogs that he's not a fan of.
All right. Well, naturally, that's his lot in life. He's got to protect
that's his
you
shocker.
From other exactly. from bigger dogs exactly. and doorbells. Yeah. They're terrifying.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Spider-Man.
No
appreciate
problem.
It.
It's not shirtless Spider-Man.
All right. Whatever.
Trademark.
Ladies and gentlemen, shirtless.
We did it, everybody!
Can't wait to see what he comes up with next. Fun image that just popped into my brain, just coming around a corner and seeing Portillo hanging off the ceiling, just upside down. Same vapid look in his eyes.
Just spinning.
Just.
Where do you think that Portillo, does Portillo have, or excuse me.
Pantsless spider
dog. Pantsless spider dog, like, have webs? Again, we don't even know if shirtless Spider-Man has webs.
Like, here's the thing, I feel like pantsless spider dog does have a web,
uh-huh.
but it comes out of his butt.
Yeah.
And it's a poop web.
Nick.
And he just poops on things.
Oh,
I don't see him really swinging in and saving the day. Like, he's the sidekick that when you can't get to the thing, you know, like, oh, I gotta stretch and get to the thing, he comes over, he brings you the thing.
Got it.
That's what he does.
Got it. Okay.
And then he goes, and just poops out of the way.
I don't like the
That's what he does. Well, that was a fun way to start the day and probably title this video. Let's go into the next thing. You put this this Kanye Little Pump Variety article on here. What the fuck is this?
Just read it, Nick. All right, I actually haven't read this article yet. I have watched the video.
Welcome to my world. This comes from Variety.com. It says Kanye West drops obscene, not safe for work song with Lil Pump called I Love It. And you can watch it right now. And I'll tell you one thing right now, Variety.com. I will decide what is not safe for my work. Okay? You who constantly have to keep your stupid bathroom doors closed at your office because you're a bunch of fucking just shills and puritanical sons of bitches.
Don't play the video.
Are we not watching it?
You think
we're gonna get claimed like a motherfucker on this?
I think we will. If you're down to edit later.
I don't care, do whatever, but it's up to you guys.
I think we should then watch.
It's up to you, man.
Don't put the audio up,
but let's watch this.
But also, before we do that, Nick, can you just read the strap line?
Yes. Clip aired during West's stint hosting the Pornhub Awards was executive produced by Spike Jones. So this is there's a clip that aired apparently during the Pornhub Awards. Here's the shocking thing about mm-hmm. this, is that I did not know the Pornhub Awards were happening, mm-hmm. and I got to go back and check my email because surely they asked me to host the Pornhub Awards before Kanye.
Probably.
And I must have been in.
Won a whole bunch of things.
Well, but good for her.
Yeah, give us that play, Kat.
Do you think when people win porn awards that they're like, yeah, I'm proud of myself?
Yeah, dude. They work hard for that shit.
Sure.
So this is a video. I'm listening to it. I don't like it.
I love it. This is everything.
What's weird is...
He's gonna sell. Does he sell these? What is this? What is it? What is his? What is his necklace say there? Donda.
Donda. It's his mom's name.
Donda's his mom's name.
Which makes it even more inappropriate.
He's gonna sell so many of these.
It takes me back to like the Missy Elliott days.
Yeah. Except really bad.
Yeah.
Is he a Minecraft guy? Like, what is it?
There was a meme this morning on Reddit. I was like, when Roblox drops the 4K update.
All right, enough of this.
Those are just nude women that are
You can, you can find it if you want to.
I'll watch it later.
It's bizarre. It's really fucking bizarre.
That is weird. It's very weird, but...
I got a Lil Pump for getting, you know, that Kanye feature, though. It's
pretty cool. I'm telling you right now, you've talked a lot of shit about Lil Pump over the years. Cool, Greg, as being not one of the upper echelon Lils. But I'm telling you right now, he's coming up in the world. He's going to be the best Lil that we know of eventually. Gucci Gang. All right. What the fuck else have we got? Oh, this next one I put on there. This is from Slash Film. Bring this up. Carl Urban had some interesting things to say about Quentin Tarantino's take on Star Trek that may or may not still be happening. I guess they're still going forward with that. He says it's going to be bananas.
And
R-rated. He's like, it has to be R-rated. They have to go with that. I said, quote, Quentin Tarantino went into producer J.J. Abrams' office and pitched him an idea for a Star Trek movie. I know a little about what it is, and it's bananas. So they are writing that as well. He is currently making a film with Brad Pitt. He's finishing up Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. So it's going to be a year away from finishing that. You shouldn't worry about it going full of obscenity and stuff. Of course not. He wants an R-rating, really, to make those beats of consequences land. An R-rated Quentin Tarantino Star Trek film, I am 100% in.
I want that so bad.
100% in. I want that more than the other one. The thing about Star Trek is this that I've really realized. Is that Star Trek, looking at what it has become, looking at beyond, like, I want them to go back to, like, the weirdness and, like, the actual sci-fi-ness of Star Trek. And, like, less about action and more about just, like, let's come up with weird, cool new situations to put these characters in. Because we need that. We have enough action movies out there. So, like, yeah, Quentin Tarantino doing a Star Trek movie? Like, I first heard that, I'm like, that's the stupidest idea I've ever heard. Now I'm like, that could be fun. It could be weird. It could be, like, playing with time. It could be all sorts of things.
I would love to see Tarantino's take on a IP that we know.
Yeah, I mean, Star Trek needs a freshening up.
Yeah.
As does the Bond series. To me, those two series are very much in the same stale side of the boat.
I think it's a little bit different. I think James Bond is, like, extremely stale, whereas Star Trek is, like, it just had a friend. Like, we don't need another Star Trek movie for a while.
No, and they're going to make them. Of course, they're making four. Yeah. This story talks about, he's, like, they're making, let's see, the Star Trek film universe is in a strange place. Star Trek 4 has run into some problems, as Chris Pine and Chris Hemsworth have both dropped out due to salary disagreements.
Yeah, I don't know if 4 is happening.
And Quentin Tarantino's pausing. Well... they're working on it.
Yeah.
It's in the works.
I would not be surprised if 4 just straight up doesn't happen.
They got to do something with it. It's Star Trek. We'll see.
We'll see.
God forbid they actually just go out there and make a new Star Trek movie with a whole new cast and be like, this is the cast from now on.
I mean, they might do that.
It'd be interesting.
I think that's more likely than us getting four.
It'll be, yeah, maybe that is Quentin Tarantino's take on it. That makes more sense. Interesting.
Interesting.
Interesting. We will see. Bring this next news story up. I like how I'm like surprised that I put these stories on here. This is just a follow-up to the story we talked about earlier today, of course, earlier this week. Jeffrey Owens, one of the stars of The Cosby Show, was shamed for working at Trader Joe's. Everyone reached out and was like, dude, and he was like, I'm not shamed. I'm not. Are you familiar with this?
Yeah.
We talk about it? Yeah, he was like, basically someone took a picture of him at a Trader Joe's and he was like, yeah, I'm just trying to make ends meet. Nothing wrong with that. And everyone on the internet was like, yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. Why the fuck are you trying to shame him? Tyler Perry reached out and was like, you want to come work for me? So now he's got a recurring role on Tyler Perry's TV show.
Hell yeah, man.
That's how life works. Be cool.
Be good to people.
And cool shit will happen. That's what I'm talking about right there. Look at that. I don't know what to do with all this time. It's 11:26.
Sugar-free daddy says Trader Joe's is tight as fuck.
I love TJ's. I go there every weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, Andy put this next segment on.
Andy.
All right, go get his ass. I don't know. What are you up to this weekend? Plans? You leave for London. You want to do this Internet of the Week thing that you put on here, or what's up?
London.
I put the links in there, Colbert. Can you pop up the links?
You want to put your target boxes down?
Pop the links. Pop them up if you're feeling. Pop it.
This is an intro that Corey made the other day when we were on the show on Friday. I made this intro. Well, I sang the intro, and then Corey made an actual music thing out of it.
Got it.
So go ahead and play it. We'll get it implemented, you know.
Internet of the week. Internet of the week.
That's Internet. It. I wanted the vibe to be sort of sci-fi, you know, so I kind of made a robot voice.
I honestly think you nailed it.
Thanks, dude. So yeah. Corey did a great job of adding graphics, and he added a beat to it and everything.
So you pulled two clips for the internet. Let's do it again.
What?
Can you pull that up, Cool Greg?
Yeah, so...
And before you press play, let me introduce it, because I have to get used to this, because I like this bit now. Go ahead and full screen.
This
it.
Is going to be every Friday. We pick, like, the clip of...
Internet of the week.
We pick, like, a clip from the past week or whatever that's sort of been popular. Whether we love it or not, but I think it's important to sort of highlight the most important videos of that week.
Oh, I think it's important. As a show that is,
yeah.
I think as a show that is pivotal to most people's lives.
Yeah, of course.
We have to take the good with the bad.
Exactly.
We're nothing if not journalists.
You take the both
in this world.
Then what do you have, Nick?
You got the facts.
You
of life.
Take the both.
You got the internet of the week.
Exactly.
Play it one more time, Cool Greg.
Internet of the week. Internet of the week.
Pretty good.
That's great.
Corey's pretty great, good. Man.
That is great. All right, let's go to these first two clips. What do you got?
I only put one in there, I believe.
I got two here. I got an Instagram clip and the one was the
Corey clip.
All right, let's bring it in. What is it?
So the Instagram clip, the one below that is was Chris D'Elia doing his Eminem impersonation. I think it's fucking hilarious. Tim's not a huge fan of it, but I thought it was really
let's
funny.
Let's watch it, man.
And it was really popular. It went pretty viral over the week.
Let's cut to the...
Of course I'm on torrent. I'm driving a Porsche over the floorboards, over the four points. While you're in the four torrents, getting an abortion and a divorce at the same time the year's affording.
I just love when you mix up words.
Look what I'm planning. I'm planning to do all this while you're panicking. And you're looking and staring at mannequins. And I'm going... Fannikins trying to get up a Planikins.
That's about it. It goes a little bit
in a cabana. You're in a I'm in a cabana in a chanter. I'm in a cabana. Well, you don't got the stamina. You're lacking the stamina. You're lacking the stamina while you're divorcing Harrison Ford. And I'm in a Porsche of the floorboards. While I'm on a torrent. You're using way too many napkins. You're using chapstick and napkins while I'm papkin. Flapping around like a papkin. Flamming a babbin a pan of chapkin. Damn a can of pedophil.
It's so funny. My thing is, it doesn't sound like Eminem.
Yes, it does.
It's just a funny.
I think it's just like a way too over exaggerated version of it, which is what, like, it's way too over the top, but that's why I think it's fucking
it
hilarious.
It sounds funny as fuck. It's very reminiscent of Eminem.
I don't know, man.
But Blanigan's.
Example of that.
So, yeah, that's the clip that I chose. There's probably more out there. I mean, I didn't really have a whole lot of time. I should.
Here's what we're going to do from now on. You're going to pull clips over the week,
mm-hmm.
and you're going to add them to the list at the internet of the week, and then we'll do it on Friday.
Fantastic. Yeah, this is going to be a Friday thing. The clip I pulled last week was the one that Tim put in general chat of our Slack channel of the dog that where the woman's like, I know what you're doing, and she gets mad at the dog, and the dog gets mad back at her. Remember that clip you posted?
Oh,
yeah. Like I thought it was, like that clip I'd seen on Reddit, and I was like, this is fucking golden. Like, we have to highlight this somehow.
I really want to watch that clip again.
We can find it. Well, I'll give it to Cool Greg right now.
That was yeah give it to Cool Greg.
But also, can you send that other video I said that's the little girl that like is dancing?
Where is it?
I think it's in the same.
Okay.
God damn.
I love this show.
I know.
I love our lives. I love everything we get to do.
We need more of that on this show.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm saying right there. I like that energy.
That energy. Okay.
That
okay.
energy
yeah,
is
yeah,
great.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You
yeah,
know
yeah.
what I mean? Where I'm Andy comes in, he's like, this is the thing that makes me laugh, and we just goof around and laugh at it.
It's good.
I love that.
It's really
That's
good.
Great. Andy did a great job today. We should hire him.
We should hire him.
We should start paying him.
Mm-hmm.
Because at this point, I don't know how he eats.
He eats the RX bars.
Does he eat the RX bars?
That's all that he does.
We're going to talk about those in a second. Let me pull this out so our sponsors don't get pissed off today. Put that over there. What do we got next? Let's go into some tips while we're waiting for that clip to come. A few more tips came in. Mr. Straight Fire gave us 500 cheers and said, what's up, guys? Since Tim and Cool Greg are going to do an Eminem in review, all Eminem fans, check out my YouTube channel dedicated to breaking down and explaining his songs. Check it out. And I assume it's MrStraightFire.com.
Mr. Right? Straight
Oops,
Fire.
Didn't realize I couldn't have a link. My YouTube channel dedicated to Eminem is called Unabashedly Reggie. Love you guys.
Unabashedly Reggie.
There you go.
Check it
Kevin
out.
Ace X gave us another tip and said, it's Spider-Man Day. Here's a fun clip for today. And let's see, what is this? I automatically love this. I don't know what it is. I think I've seen it. Let's watch it. Pull it up.
How many of these fucking videos are there?
As many as I need them to be.
Officer Crusoe, we have reports of a 187 in your area.
Yeah, you can see
over.
How'd they get him to see that?
Yeah.
All right. Let's cut this off. So like this. Andy, did you find the other clip?
Yeah.
Let's watch it.
I put them in there.
Let's bring it up.
Yeah, videos like that, I feel like you don't have to do much for it to be funny. You don't have to add on more.
Yeah, that was a little too much.
It's funny as it is. Like, you know, try to keep your humor out of it. Yeah. I appreciate it, but you know,
6 seconds or less.
Yeah, it's because like they're
just making it shorter.
They're trying to do it.
There's no reason why this needs to be more than
no thanks.
30 seconds.
6 seconds.
Yeah.
I miss Vine.
I put him in the dock. Put him in the dock.
You put him in the dock. Andy,
put
what do you
in the dock.
What mm-hmm. do you got going on this weekend? We're going to hang out? We're going to play some
play Spider-Man? A lot of Spider-Man, man.
Yeah, Spider-Man time.
You know what? I as much as I thought I was out of... I thought I had fallen out of Fortnite, but I'm editing the newest party mode.
You want back
and
in?
And, dude, it's like I got the itch again, man.
We had a minute where...
Scratch it, Andy.
Yeah.
We had a minute where we were all Fortnite hard.
Oh, this is the episode where we protect the president. Tim's the president.
Oh, these fucking so videos, dude. Did you see this one?
No, what is this?
All right. Let's watch the dog one first.
Yeah, this one was played last Friday, and it's so fucking good. I can watch it every day.
I love you, Mr.
Bubs.
Give me a little more Vol.
You love me, too?
No. Where's the volume on this, Cobra?
I think that's...
Yeah, I got you. I got this on camera.
Look how insane it looks.
He's so cute.
How can you say that?
He's ugly because it's cute.
Squeeze his stupid ugly face.
It's cute because it's ugly.
It's cute because it's ugly. It's like a pug. What the fuck is this shit? What the fuck is this?
Wasn't it somebody's sister who posted it or something like that? The tweet is like, ladies and gentlemen, my sister is posting on the internet.
Oh,
like,
God.
Someone's little sister's making skits online.
This is great. This girl's going to be a superstar when she goes out. Also, shout out to the donut towel. I love the donut towel. That's my fave. That's my absolute fave.
Oh, my God, dude. I love it.
I know. Nick has not watched Selena, says Get Buckets in the chat. No, I have not yet. But I know how it ends because Andy spoiled it for me. And he's a monster. What's up, Cool? What's up, Greg?
How much? How you guys doing?
Good, how are you?
Good. Are you having a fun show?
It's a fun show.
We are having a fun show.
Can I make it a little bit funner?
Absolutely.
Tim, I need you to trust me. Oh, I need you to close your eyes, Tim.
I hate it.
Close your eyes!
Do I have to close my eyes?
No, you're fine.
Then I love this.
I'm already uncomfortable.
I love it.
When can I open them?
I don't know, but I'll just start reading some in the chat.
My eyes are closed.
Are they closed?
Yeah. They're closed.
It's uncomfortable to have your eyes closed, just in general. You know what I mean?
Well, with Greg sneaking up on you slowly, but you can hear him. What in the hell is that?
I don't like this.
Oh, my God. Here, put it right here.
Ew.
Put it down. It smells good, though.
Don't let it bite him.
Don't. Watch out. It's sharp and on fire.
All right, Tim, you can open your eyes.
Oh, my God. What the fuck?
Our friends from Activision sent you a cake for Spyro's 20th birthday. Yay!
Happy birthday, Spyro!
Now, this is edible.
Really?
Yeah, it's delicious.
It smells like
it. It does smell delicious.
It looks like Spyro, of course.
It does.
Yeah.
And his little pose on the things.
How many of these cakes do they have made?
How many of you guys have made? A lot. A lot, okay.
Somebody had to sculpt. This takes a long time to make this cake. Yeah. This is not something that someone's like a normal cake shape, but they have molds for. Like, someone had to sculpt this.
Yeah.
This is awesome.
You've driven some poor artist insane making these cakes.
Okay.
And then, Cool Greg, if you want to go to one while he does this, or his one.
Now, let me ask you this question. Are we going to make Tim eat the entire thing before we leave the show?
Let me get you a portrait, too. Yeah, of course. If he's a big Spyro fan, he's going to eat the whole thing. 3, 2, 1. Perfect. Cool Greg, did you get what you need?
Yeah.
Awesome.
That's cool.
That's really, really cool.
I wonder how it tastes.
I was going to say, you ready to cut it up and get
cut open? I want a thigh.
I'll get you a knife. Got it.
Don't get him a knife, just get him a fork. Let him eat the thigh. Lick the cakes is Mr.
Thank you.
A lot of people want you to lick the cake.
What life do we live, Nick?
This is the life.
Where it's like, I like. What do you want?
That way?
This way?
Yeah, thank you.
Where it's like, I like Spyro. It's Spyro's birthday, so yeah. I get a cake.
There you go. Congratulations, you're a big Spyro fan.
Dude, that's cool.
It's really cool.
It smells good.
I'm jelly.
Well, you're gonna have some of it, because I can't eat it.
I wonder if Jeremy gets one at Achievement Hunter.
Was he a big Spyro fan as well?
He's a huge Spyro fan.
Well, good for him. Look at that little beautiful son of a bitch. They nailed the eyes. They really nailed it. And by the way, all of the eyes, all frosting. They did a good job with this. Whoever made this cake is actually good
at cake making. Pro maneuvers.
Like, they had to, like, spray paint that part. Really good. All edible, I hear. I'm going to eat his fucking toes. That's what I'm going to do.
The toes are so little.
I know. I love it. All right, let's go into, you're cutting the cake? While you're doing that, I'm going to go to PS I Love This Best Friend XOXO. That's your opportunity to shout out someone in the community you want to give a little extra attention
this
to.
This seems fucked
up. Because you're doing a great job.
Also, this is a comically large knife.
Let's cut back to the one, Cool Greg. Let's see him cut this.
I don't know.
Sorry, Spyro. Cut his fucking head off.
Should I?
Yeah, you have to. This is what he wants.
This is what he wants.
This is what his purpose in life is. Oh,
oh my God.
Oh, no.
You're doing it execution style.
Somebody clip this out and send this to Activision. This is what happens when you send us a cake. Oh, my God, his eyes are perfect. Look at it. He's terrified.
No, please. Please, we had fun, Tim.
Oh, no. Well, all right. Oh, God. That's just...
What if it was red on the inside?
Oh, God. You know what I mean? Oh, his chest is coming apart. This is like a really slow guillotine.
Shout out to FX for sending us these Mayans plates we're using to promote Mayans.
give it the old.
He had a bar in there.
Oh, he does have a bar in there. Okay, yeah, that was keeping the head up. That makes sense. There's some structural integrity in that.
Exactly.
That's just, it actually kind of looks like a spinal column from where I'm sitting.
So
it's a sub-zero.
Finish it.
Wow. Fatality.
Oh, man. I'm gonna eat his ear.
That's probably all frosting.
That's probably just Mars Capone.
I don't know. Oh my God. This really feels violent.
I don't know if the head's edible.
Oh no, it's styrofoam.
Yeah.
Oh my God, really?
Yeah, the head is definitely styrofoam. This looks like styrofoam too, probably. I know that's actually some level of edibleness. How is that right there? Give it to me. Put it in Tim's mouth. All right.
Oh, good cake.
There's good cake.
Tasty?
I mean, what a day for Kevin to miss, huh?
I know.
He's an idiot.
Tweet at Kinda Funny Kevin.
Tell him he's missing
Send him pictures of this.
I heard while I was going to Shirtless Spider-Man came by.
Yeah,
he did.
Yeah, dude, he has a new partner.
Wow. That's crazy. Well, not new, per se. The dog looks a little old, too. He's no spring chicken, that's all I'm saying. I don't expect him to be saving too many people today. Maybe one, and then he goes and takes a nap.
Sure.
He ain't stopping
no taggers, I'll tell you that right now.
Oh, he sure isn't.
I mean, from what I saw on the show, he stopped all the taggers.
He made some bold claims.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, I don't think you want to run into him in a dark alley with a box of donuts, is all I'm saying.
Oh, exactly. Damn.
Because he will pee on your foot. PSL of his best friend today is from Aaron Mallon. He's shouting out Aaron Mallon. Since Joey said yesterday that no one was shouting out anyone out, I'm shouting out myself. I'm a silent lurker, therefore I ain't mean to no one. So that must be good for something. Also, I think I'm pretty cool for a white guy. Shout out to yourself.
Cool Grady said that one was read yesterday.
Was it?
Yeah. Here we go.
Were you on the show yesterday?
Joey has failed me for the last time.
But do you just not realize?
No, Joey read it yesterday.
Okay.
While I did other things.
Gotcha. Because I was like, Nick, how? It was yesterday.
Joey read it yesterday. Joey has failed me for the last time, which probably
means... Are we firing Joey on the air right now?
Yeah, uh-oh. We totally are. Yeah, these are...
Someone bring it to her, tweet it to her.
Yeah. I'm going to need two winners for the giveaway today.
Do you think the outside frosting's good?
No, I know it's Joe gone today?
No, she's in the other room talking away.
Joey! What's up?
Okay.
How is it?
Okay.
Don't eat the skin.
I just did.
Don't eat the skin.
I don't think the skin's out of
ball. Eat the skin.
Joey's on it.
Thank you.
I ate the bones.
Tell her I need a new PSI Love is Best Friend XOXO.
The skin's totally edible. I don't know if it adds much. It adds a texture.
I feel like it's like painted though.
Well, sure. Everything's painted. It's life.
Oh, God. That's not like, that's fondant. I don't want it.
Here we go.
Fondant. Here's the cake, boss. What we're gonna do is we're gonna take a nice sumptuous cake. We're gonna wrap it in fondant.
Fondant.
Like, you couldn't be more fucking Italian.
Yeah.
If God wanted you to.
The real cake's real good.
While you eat that cake, that pure processed sugar. Well, give me this.
Oh, now I'm in trouble.
Yeah.
Now I'm in trouble.
Yeah,
now
I'm in
trouble.
I'm just saying.
You don't want to be like Red Moon cake right now.
I'm just telling you guys right now. There are two other options. for things you can put yourself. One, of course, today. Our show today is brought to you by Frank's Red Hot. Shout out to Frank's Red Hot for sponsoring the Kind of Funny Morning Show all this week. Go check out Greg right there, his Instagram, Instagram.com/GameOverGreggy for some of that Cooking with Greggy magic to see his spicy corn and buffalo blue burger recipe using, that's right, this right here, Frank's Red Hot. Cool, Greg, give me the one. It's fine. Tasty.
Turn it the other way. Yeah.
You put it in your mouth. Drink it. Want some chicken. All right, next up, of course, thank you. Shout out to RX Bar for sponsoring the show as well.
Tell me about that RX Bar, Nick.
RX Bar is a protein bar made with 100% whole ingredients and no BS. That's right. That stands for bad stuff like added sugar, artificial colors, artificial flavors, preservatives, or fillers. These are 100% whole ingredients, and they all serve a purpose, like egg whites for protein, dates for binding, nuts for texture, and other delicious ingredients like unsweetened chocolate, real fruits, and spices like sea salt or cinnamon. These are gluten-free, soy-free, dairy-free, no added sugar, no artificial flavors or colors or preservatives or fillers. None of that bad stuff. They
come with
14 delicious flavor varieties and seasonal flavors, too. These are great for breakfast on the go, snacking at the office, unless you're in this office, in which case, these are not for everyone. These are
sacred.
Product placements. Stop eating them, Andy. Do you understand me? Andy just comes over, he's like, oh, and then walks away. There used to be literally twice the amount in this bowl than there are right now.
And Andy just took them all down.
But I'm glad that this sponsorship, we've gotten through the week, because now I want one of these two.
Now you can have one.
I had one of the chocolate sea salts when I was at Rooster Teeth. It was really good, but I got my eye on this peanut butter one. In fact, I'm going to put this one to the side.
Ooh.
That's gonna be a little pre-jiu-jitsu snack right for Big Daddy Nick. RX Bar right now has something new they're calling RX Nut Butter, which contains a few simple and similar ingredients like egg whites, fruits, and nuts. Each single serving packet is squeezable and spreadable and contains delicious and creamy nut butter with 9 grams of high quality protein. Pairs great with you're not the only person allowed.
I know. What is wrong with us?
It's funny. Who cares?
You're right. It is.
Put it in your mouth. Pairs great with fruit, rice cakes, pretzels, or straight out of the pouch. You get the nut butter, Tim.
Yeah.
Right out of the pouch.
Okay.
Or a sack, as some people call it. Get 25% off your first order at rxbar.com/kindoffunny and use the promo code kindoffunny at checkout. That's rxbar.com/kindoffunny with the promo code kindoffunny at checkout. Shout out to RX Bar for sponsoring the show. While Joey does her job, we're going to go back up to PS I Love His Best Friend XO. And today, Alex Weber is shouting out Suburbanites Law, says, Jose from Maryland That's how we started that out? Oh, a kind of funny prompt. We had the pleasure of meeting Jose before getting into the venue. Jose came to the event. What? What?
I'm just looking at the massacre.
Joey just walks in, just looks, just goes, oh no.
It's terrifying. I gotta take a picture of Spyro's head. Jose came to the event by himself and partied with us all night. I'm a drunk, in my drunken stupor, I never got any of his contact information, or I don't remember doing it. So I put out an APB for Jose from Maryland. If you have seen this man, please tell him to contact me. We have a lot of pictures of his beautiful face and a few pictures of him that he will want to see before the public gets a hold of them. Jose violated the Room for Jesus rules a few times. Find me, Jose. I miss you. At the Alexander Webb on Twitter, Suburban Night Slob, everywhere else. That's nice.
Yeah. What's an APB? Put that
all points bulletin. Putting on an APB, that's what cops say.
Mm.
Yeah. When they want everyone to look out for him. Be on the lookout. Or a BOLO. Is the other thing they use.
Bolo
be on
tie?
The lookout. No, it's an acronym for be on the lookout. We got a BOLO for this person, be on the lookout.
I like how you know all the cop lingo.
I watch a lot of Law and Order.
Mm.
A lot of Law and Order. All right.
Done.
Giveaway time. Today's giveaway winners. Fluffer Wuffer.
Fluffer Wuffer.
From Twitch. And you are the winner today of Guacamelee 2 on PS4, but also you've won the naming name. For me, I don't know what the hell the name of the guy. That's my favorite name today. There you go. And Rainy Stevens from Twitch, you've also won. Congratulations, you've won Fate Extillia, the Humble Star on PS4. You are awesome. And there's two more winners from yesterday that hopefully Joey got. It's just, you know, it's hard to find good help.
It is.
These days.
It is, man.
I tell Andy to put the things in. He goes, oh, you want to do the clip of the week thing? I'm like, yeah, man, put a bunch of clips in. Cool. I found one clip. Jesus, Joseph
clip
and Mary
of
Christ.
The week, I think, is what he's going for.
Well, yeah. I thought it was going to be like an internet.
Clips of the week?
Well, I thought it was going to be like internet of the week.
That's
we're going to go through all the fun clips.
We different segment.
That's the thing.
Different section of the show.
That's true, but it's the same thing. You know what I mean?
I know what you
let's
mean.
Let's go into the chat. Ask us some questions or forever hold your peace, chat. And then we'll go into sub-only mode and we'll talk to the subscribers who have chosen to give us money. And we appreciate you all very, very much. Let's see. Get Mr. Buckets says, Nick, did you see Elon Musk on Rogan? No. If he was on Rogan, that's awesome. I would definitely
he's smoking the reefer.
Was he smoking weed?
He was.
Good for him.
Everyone's memeing it, making fun of him. Mr. Yasmin, the owner, says, Nick and Tim, remember the TV show pitch of Kinda Funny being a school? The best friends are the students and Kinda Funny crew are teachers. I wrote the story for 8 episodes. One of them involves Nick hiring a pole dancer as a new gymnastic teacher. In an episode, the students and teachers encounter the grappler.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Great. We'll take that into consideration, I guess. Thanks, Mr. Yasman. Deathman, TDK says, Nick, I miss you. I'm right here. I haven't gone anywhere. You can't miss me.
You can't miss me.
I'm fucking everywhere. I do this show every day, 5 days a week. Nick, are you going to watch, Tim, are you going to watch Your Name? Asks Lemonade42.
I will eventually. Really the time should. Just needs to be right.
It's really good.
I just need to feel it.
Should watch it on the plane to London.
I want to watch it with Gia, though. So maybe on the plane to Bali.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Anthony82 says, Nick, are you watching Predator next week? You bet your sweet asshole I am. I'm definitely watching it. Reviews? A little mixed on Predator.
Are they? Are they out? Yeah.
Some people are liking it. Some people are saying it's a missed opportunity. Mm. I think it's exactly what you would think it would be. They're saying that Shane Black plays pretty fast and loose, and it's kind of tongue-in-cheek, and I'm like, you know what? I'm fucking into that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Let's see. Cap Coco 715 says, Nick, what you search to find your 21-day food challenge you talked about doing again last week. I think it's called Avocado. Like avocado, but avocado 21-day challenge. It's pretty much just a medium protein, high fat, low carb diet. But you should search that if you want. It's pretty fun to do.
The Platypus says, wait, Tim, are you going to Bali? Yes, I'm going to Bali in mid-October for a wedding.
Yep. Nick, who do you got, McGregor or Khabib? Excuse me, not kebab, like kebabs. I got McGregor in that fight, for sure. I think Khabib is a fucking amazing fighter, but I think McGregor's going to find a way to beat him.
Are you from Bali, Platypus?
Actually, when is that fight? McGregor. Because I think I can't watch it. I feel like I have something that night. Son of a bitch. I can't watch that fight. It's the same night as my 20-year high school reunion.
I'm so excited for you to go to this.
Me
I
too.
Just can't wait to hear the stories.
Me too. Last night, I decided to eat some Oreo cookies. And I thought to myself, you got to stop doing this because you got to look good. Mm-hmm. And I was like, why?
Yeah, no.
What do you care?
Mm-mm. Just do you
like, what is it about high school reunions where you think, oh, I got to look my best and make sure people from high school that I literally never intended to talk to again until someone sent me an invite for this think I'm, like, doing well? Like, why do we need that? Why do I need that validation in my life?
It's going to be fun.
I'm going to have a blast. Yeah, it's going to be great. Absolutely.
Can you do me a favor, Nick?
Yeah. Going to submarine mode?
Can you be quiet for a second? This whole show, I swear to God, I'm hearing what sounds like a bunch of car alarms going off. Am I wrong?
It's the computer. It's just the dull drone of our system. Plus, there's kids out there that are screaming.
I don't know, man.
Yeah,
I hear it. It is the computer.
It is the computer. Okay, okay. Thought I was going crazy.
Avocado, that's what it's called. Yeah, at Prime Griffin.
Free?
What's that? Free Shavocado. I think this is what it's called right there. I put it in the chat. There you go. You guys can take it out. That's the diet challenge I did. And it worked. And it was hard. Okay. We're in sub-only mode right now, and then we're going to round this bitch out. Daddy's going to go to lunch.
Run that graphic?
Sure.
Sub-only mode. Slide into my mode.
It got nasty.
This show.
Yeah.
This fucking show.
This is what you do when you pay attention, when you only do, like, pay attention to the show while the show's happening.
Yeah.
That's what you get when you plan everything while the show's actually happening.
I like it, dude.
Think about it again until you leave. Let's see. Lakers had 2432 said, Nick, I liked The Last Jedi. Am I banned? No. You're not banned. You're allowed to like The Last Jedi. As you know, I've been watching. I watched Movies with Mikey, I think, or Movies with... No, what the fuck was it?
Yeah, Movies with Mikey.
Movies with Mikey. I watched his take on why he liked it. Interesting points. But I still think he's... I just don't see his perspective on it. There's a few... Like, I like a couple of his points, but, like, most of the reasons why he thinks the movie's good, I just fundamentally disagree with.
I watched the Plinkett review of Last Jedi.
What'd you think?
It was good. He has really, really great... A great eye for criticism.
The thing about Mike, I should say, because that's the guy that plays Plinkett, he's a really good critic. He has a really good perspective on why things don't work and why things do work.
Mm-hmm.
At least, and it very much aligns with my perspective as well. And he paints a very compelling argument that's pretty aligned to my, like, what I want films to be. But the Plinkett character is so completely inappropriate that it just pushes it over the limit.
I don't like it. I don't like that stuff at all.
I love it.
But I did think it was a good video and didn't overstay its welcome either.
No, which is weird because it's like an hour long.
Yeah, like 50-something minutes. Yeah. I was like, whoa.
I recently went back and watched all of the Star Trek reviews that he did, including the one he did for like Nemesis and Insurrection, which are movies you probably have never seen.
Yeah.
And they're hilarious. Because it's less of a review and more of him just going through and pointing out all the complete and total inconsistencies and cheap fucking production values and all that shit. It's just fun.
Yeah.
It's a fun format of just going through movies and pointing out all the stupid shit that's wrong. Because you can do it with any movie.
Mm-hmm.
You give me the best movie out there, that like your favorite Marvel movie, and I will, if I go beat by beat, I will point out all the stupidity, like all the plot holes, all the inconsistencies in it. That's every movie.
Yeah, it's like you can make a point of anything.
Of course.
Good or bad, for whatever it is.
I appreciate what he does because he has a few different formats of how he reviews things. One is an actual, like, honest to God, thought out, researched, go back and find all those, you know, old interviews with Lucas and Kathleen Kennedy and all those people and Ryan Johnson, and, like, as they contradict themselves or say what they wanted to do, and then he proves how they utterly failed to do that. Versus sometimes he just goes through a movie and goes, this is stupid, this is stupid, I liked this, this is stupid, I liked this.
Mm.
It's fun. It's a cool format. I'm also done with all of them. I finished all of them.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Somebody else recommended, I want to say her name's Jenna Nicholson or Nichols. You know who this person is?
Mm-mm.
Anyway, she did a good, like, she did a good video for The Last Jedi, which is like 10, she retorting 10 criticisms of it. And again, I like some of her points, but I just fundamentally disagree with some of her perspective on it. But that's just what happens. You know, I think the common take is you like what you like, and that's all you. That's good for you. You can't do that to Bill and Ted. It's a perfect movie. No, it's not. And if I had more time, I would literally sit down and go beat by beat in that movie and tell you why it's not a perfect movie either. Recently, I watched Teen Wolf, and I hadn't seen Teen Wolf since, oh, God, probably 20 years ago. It was probably the last time I actually sat down and watched that movie. It's ridiculous. He turns into a fucking wolf, Tim.
Yeah, and
everyone
he's a teenager.
Overnight is just like, cool with this.
Who was asking this? Kevin Ace said, Nick, are you going to play Spider-Man?
Yeah, I think I have a copy.
Yay. Here.
And if I do, I will start playing it today. And if I don't, I will start downloading it and see how long it takes and then maybe play it tomorrow. I'm into it. I'm very excited about it.
You're going to like it.
You're allowed to talk about it now?
Yeah.
Yeah. You guys did your review about it.
The review's up on youtube.com/kindoffunnygames.
Yeah, you liked
Enjoy the game. I liked it very much.
Yeah.
It's a very, very good game. The Ass Captain says, you need to do a parody shirt of the Kanye West Pornhub sweatshirt line. I don't like the look of them. I'm going to be real.
Let me see. Cool, Greg.
Yeah.
Kanye West Pornhub sweatshirt.
Got it.
All the winners of the Pornhub Awards, he had sweatshirts made for them. So it was like
he made
Riley
$10
Reed.
Sweatshirts that he sells for $7,000.
Exactly. And they're like weird artist interpretations.
Of?
Yeah.
That's hideous.
Yeah.
That's hideous.
You don't like the font?
With the font that's just was Arial. Uh-huh. It's just Arial font. The standard font that happens in any Photoshop. Yeah, I don't like that
font.
You
don't like it? Mm.
But I'm sure people will love it because they are sheep and mm-hmm. they love Kanye West. And they think everything he does, even though he's mostly trolling them, is genius. I'm just bummed that they didn't ask me to do the awards this year.
Yeah, I mean, there's always next year.
There always is. Porn is ever eternal. All right. Let's go to lunch.
Let's go to lunch,
everyone,
man.
It's been a great week. It's, as always, been my thorough pleasure and honor to be here to do this show for you. Please, if you're watching this on YouTube, leave a comment in the section below letting us know. You know what? What do you think about the new Kanye West video? Let us know what you think about that there. Also, let us know if you think I would make a good Pornhub host.
Word of the day, Pornhub.
Pornhub. There you go. Have a great weekend if you're watching this. I'll be back on Monday, 11 a.m. PT. And let's go out with this clip right here. Cool, Greg, just bring it up. Just look at this little ugly little shit dog. Until next time, it's been our pleasure to serve you.